from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Mostly sunny today with an air quality alert in effect as wildfire smoke from Canada makes its way here from breezy northwest winds. Otherwise today, a chance of spotty showers late this afternoon could turn into some scattered thunderstorms early this evening. High temperatures today reach the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. How y'all doing? Happy Friday, everybody. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I'm joined by our head of production and certainly here at 105.5 WIRI, our program director, Mr. Yeah. Seth Habager.
What is wrong with my headphones? They get all tangled up here. I don't know how this happened.
Those here. Headphones are the bane of everybody's existence over there. Yeah, anybody that's why I host the show.
Pinked up, yeah.
It's just so I don't have to deal with those headphones. It's the whole reason I'm over here at the board. We're here to have some fun and talk sports with you. We speak sport here at Playmaker. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. We'd love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to hanging out with you, everybody. We got plenty to talk about today. I want to get into some baseball conversations with you, Seth, including something I am curious to know if you knew. Anybody new out there, Seth has just got a Encyclopedia Britannica of baseball knowledge in his brain, so I like to test him sometimes.
And got to do something with it, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, right? We got to put it to use. It's this or Jeopardy. It's one or the other.
Have all baseball questions on Jeopardy.
No. Last time we tried, it just failed horribly. We failed bad. But we also want to talk whatever you want to talk about. Call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you and like to get into whatever you're thinking. Plenty to talk about in the mm-hmm. sports calendar, especially with the NHL Stanley Cup getting ready to be played.
You're there, yes.
Not very often that a repeat is exciting.
Talk about storylines.
Yeah.
The way everything happened went down last year, the near comeback, it's so close at the end. Oh.
I really enjoyed that whole series. It's one of the best I've ever seen. And win or lose, I mean, a big shout out to the Florida Panthers going back a third straight time. Even my Blackhawks never did that.
That is impressive.
Three straight Stanley Cups.
That is impressive.
It really is. And Edmonton, shout out to them, because when you lose that badly, most people think, well, how are you going to get off the mat? How are you going to survive that? They
showed you how they did it, yeah.
Having one of the best seasons that they've ever had mm-hmm. in Edmonton history, which is pretty darn impressive considering Edmonton. Edmonton Oilers.
They used to have Wayne Gretzky and like Paul Coffey. Those Edmonton teams in the 80s were just insane.
So a couple of, I always like to throw out story ideas or just conversation points here if you guys want to call up and talk about them, get the ball rolling and everything. The year that Florida went to the Stanley Cup, the first year of this three, mm-hmm. they touched the trophy and go to the Stanley Cup and lose. Last year, they did not touch the conference trophy and they won. This year, they win the conference trophy, and nobody even looks at it. Nobody's even looking at it. Whereas Edmonton last year did not touch the trophy and went and lost.
Not lost.
This year, they touched the trophy.
Hands all over it.
All over it. So, the working out, all the training, all the rehearsal, all the practices,
yep. mm-hmm.
All the data, all the numbers to get together from owner and GM to player to trainer mm-hmm. to everybody. And it comes down to, I don't know, should we touch it or not? This is one of my favorite things about sports. It's fantastic.
It has to be like a mental, like a release kind of thing.
Well,
you'd think it has to be because they know in their hearts it doesn't matter. They know it doesn't. But just the idea of, you know, it's going to do something and give me that mental boost or whatever it is. That's got to be part of it.
So I bring this up with my father, of course, lifelong hockey player and all that, and I know where he stands on this. You don't touch the cup until you win it. And I get that. What I learned from him was He believes that with all trophies in all sports.
And I took it to an extreme.
I did not realize that. He's like, you don't get to touch the Lombardi trophy unless you won it. You don't get to try. Like, I thought that was very interesting. And I want to know what you guys think of that. What do you think about all of this to begin with? If you're in that position, would you touch the trophy? Would you not? If you are, Jeremy Roenick, and you got so close and never did, you're a Hall of Famer. You're a retired player. It's been years. You're next to the Stanley Cup. He won't even look at it. He won't even look at it. He doesn't even want to be in the same room with it.
And I
want to hear what you guys think about this, but I do think you touch on something really key to this conversation, Seth, and it's something that I was talking with my dad about. And it took him a minute, but I think I got him on my side with this.
Oh.
You can't really prove or disprove superstitions.
Can't disprove anything, right? Yeah, can't prove it negative.
But I don't know that it matters.
It may not.
We're talking about something that isn't rational. So even if you had old father superstition who walks in the room and tells you, hey, actually, these do work.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
You know, you should. The players are going to do what the players are going to do. And the positive or negative that it has on the brain is all placebo. And it is. It really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It's what they believe. And if they believe it enough, me not touching that trophy is going to help me in Game 7 win that game. That's all that matters. It's just kind of interesting. Wild.
I don't know
if it's interesting, but it's wild.
It seems to be more of the flip side. Now, if something bad happens, I've got something to blame it on, right? Yeah, there's always the excuse, right?
We'll also be giving you a chance to win some Rafter tickets today. Seth is going to have to cut out at 4:30 and be a dad. Good on you. Good on you, sir. We are going to play our Coach Ziggy interview at 4:30.
We have not played the entire interview. We did a part of it during one of our morning show drop-ins earlier this week, but we didn't get to hear the whole interview with Coach Ziggy and the intern, and his name escapes me right now, but that was here as well. So you get to hear the whole 16-minute interview at the bottom of the hour, which is great because it's not only is it fantastic getting the Coach of the Rafters in here to talk in an interview, which hasn't happened in a long time, man. He's one of a kind. Something else.
He's awesome.
He's very interesting to talk to. A lot like Coach Paul, for those of you who've heard interviews with Coach Paul Peckman from the River Kings. He's very similar in mindset, and that's really cool.
I feel like they'll be okay with this. If not, they can go ahead and take it on me, give me a punch in the arm or something. I've mentioned this to Seth and I think Melissa and Laura after I interviewed Coach Ziggy here. He is a Northern California version of Coach Paul.
Yes.
He really is. And I love that.
Further apart from where they grew up geographically, but they are so similar in a lot of ways.
I love it. Yeah. Both of them could get me to run through a brick wall for them, even though that has nothing to do with the games they play. I would do it. I would do it in a heartbeat.
They'd be both. First of all, they're like, why? Why would I ask you to do that?
I'm offering it. I'm like suggesting it. They're like, look,
they're like, what? No, you're fine.
Let's just tell them to do it to get them out of the way. This is thwack. Ryan Williams was the name
yes,
of the
thank you.
Assistant that, or the yep. intern that the is, intern was with the yep. interview. Mm-hmm. So we'll play that for you at 4:30, and we'll give you an opportunity to win some Rafter tickets today as well. Mm-hmm. Real quick, I want to just throw this out there because I'll get into it more with Michael on Wednesday, I think. But there is something that broke over the last 24 hours I think is really cool news, and it's about dang time. The College Football Hall of Fame is revising its eligibility criteria for coaches, lowering the minimum winning percentage requirement from 600 to 595, which may not seem like a big deal, but that is an important line for many of us that are big fans of certain coaches, in particular Mike Leach, who passed away way too young. I'm calling this the pirate rule after Coach Leach.
Nice.
Les Miles, Jackie Sherrill, Kirk Ferentz, there's a handful of big name coaches that would be eligible now because of this change, and it doesn't seem like a big deal, but if a lot of this stems from, because a lot of the conversation really got opened up about this when Mike Leach passed away very young, and he would be retiring with a winning percentage of 596, which is too low to get in. For one, dumb rule.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
One of the dumbest rules I've ever heard in my life.
You have a threshold of winning percent?
Get out of here.
No, get that out. Get rid of it completely.
You're only showing your amateurism with that. It may be the last amateur thing about college sports.
Is that right? Some of the rules, right, yeah. Especially that one.
And I'm not a fan of lowering the bar, mind you. That's not what this is about. You can't judge a coach's impact on wins and losses.
No. That's the first thing that jumped in my mind when you said that. I'm like, that proves nothing.
Yeah, yeah. But more importantly, and a positive of this to me, is the idea that Mike Leach, Texas Tech, Washington State, Mississippi State coach, getting into the has the possibility of getting in, which I do believe he will.
Right.
And he deserves it, and it's a great thing. Obviously, Coach Leach is gone, but this is great for his family. This is great for the fans of his and his friends and stuff. Mm-hmm. This was a very important guy in college football. Did he win a title? No. That's almost kind of the part of his tapestry, his legacy, is the fact that he didn't win in a way because of the style of play that he had. And now we're seeing teams win with that.
Yep.
But it took a guy like him and those early air raid offenses and everything that I would stay up until midnight watching Texas Tech games and Patrick Mahomes and all this stuff.
Yep.
I didn't fall in love with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I fell in love with him in Texas.
Yep.
Like a lot of people did, I think. It's just wild that it turned out the way it did with that kid. I had no idea.
No one had that one. No.
No. But, he had some great games there, and it was a lot of fun to watch those offenses. Michael Crabtree, man. Michael Crabtree was one of the most dominant players I've ever seen. It was so much fun to watch him play football. Like, there were some games back then that there's a lot of fun that I'm thinking about now off the top of my head and everything. So that's a cool rule. And looking forward to hearing what everybody else thinks about that and the idea of that.
Well, the sheer number of people that that are now eligible to get in, I mean, that tells you how dumb that rule was.
Yeah.
It's just so dumb.
Yeah. Major League Baseball is experimenting with a bat tracking technology system to challenge check swing.
Okay.
Calls in Class A Florida State League right now. They're using a Hawkeye system. Teams can challenge calls based on whether the bat head moves more than 45 degrees past the knob, which would indicate a swing. This system is designed to provide a definition for what constitutes a swing and what will count. So getting it down to that, this is another thing that they're bringing the AI and the computers in for. To do. Now, I could save them time. Just get yourself a protractor. You set it up. You're good.
Right.
You're good.
If that's what you're looking for. See, the reason I don't like that is something you hear announcers. They used to say it. I don't think they say it anymore. What was the intention of the batter?
Mm.
Which sounds funny because it's like, well, he didn't swing all the way. But you have to look at what he was doing to know whether or not it's a check swing or not. And sometimes, it looked like he went too far, but I would argue that's not a check swing. That's not what it is. Sometimes they don't go as far, but I would say that's a check swing because he was obviously going to swing and then tried to stop. There's two different things there. That will not measure this, whatever this technology is, because I've heard about it like last year or something. They started talking about it. This is not measured. This is just the plane. Now all it is how far did the bat head go, and is that too far, not far enough, that kind of thing. So
I'm gonna miss the human element of sports.
Yeah. If this is the way they're going to go.
I mean, it just feels like we're going more and more and more that direction. And
does that mean that
I'm not trying to be old man yelling at cloud. Hey, this is life. This is the way things go. I get it. I'm not going to fight it. It's not that big of a deal to me. There's too many other things to fight. I only got so much energy, so much bandwidth. But I'm sure there are plenty of games I was frustrated at an ump for a bad call. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there were probably plenty of games I didn't realize it, but I was benefited by that same umpire, maybe.
Sure.
And your own opinion on these things, which is not going to change your average fan. It hasn't changed it in any sport, in tennis, in football, or anything like that. We're still going to have our opinions and yell at our TVs and our screens and all that. But that serves
a purpose as well.
Right on, man.
That's the thing. That's what we forget when we get all wrapped up in this, that we need this kind of precision. Well, but the players aren't that precise. You know, what do we replace them with robots, you know, when that happens? I mean that could happen someday, I suppose.
Boy, would that be boring.
That'd be the most boring thing ever.
Yeah.
But still, it's like, I would definitely miss the human element to any kind of officiating.
This just coming across the wire from Jeff Passan, FBI agents have reached out to Major League Baseball players about their knowledge of financial dealings related to multi-billion dollar group licensing firm started and owned in part by their union and the NFL Players Association. Multiple sources with knowledge of the investigation told ESPN. Not a lot being told about this just yet, but boy, keep an eye on that story.
Yeah, that's not a good story. That's never a good sign,
man.
When the FBI is talking to you.
Seth was talking about this, before anybody I have heard talking about this, about the idea that there could be a strike in the next 2 years in baseball.
Right.
I haven't heard anybody else talking about that. I mean, they might not have players to strike. Jeez, man, the FBI getting involved with that stuff, that is not good.
We have heard from some solitary voices in baseball, rumblings about certain mishandling of things in the union. We might be seeing what that exactly was. I'm guessing that's part of why they're talking to people. So
exactly yeah. That's just reading through it real quickly, mm-hmm. just glancing at the article. Well, and yeah, that's pretty much where it's going.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know if I would have gone with it right away if I didn't see Jeff Passan. That guy,
he does not usually make mistakes when he puts stuff out there. So
he's pretty good.
Yep.
Seth, did you know that closers used to be called firemen?
Yes, I did know that.
Oh, he did know. Dang it.
Yes, because there was, now I forgot his name. He was with the Yankees in the 30s, and he was the first. His nickname was Fireman. Johnny, what was his last name?
It's not here. I don't have it here. I don't have it.
Later on, it was Joe Page for the Yankees. He was there. But yeah, they were called firemen, like to put out the fire.
I love that. Why did we ever stop?
I know
that?
We should. The closer is boring. Fireman is awesome.
Closer's good in the movies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the closer's coming in, you know, yeah, and then the guy comes up to the casino table or something
Cool.
In baseball, it doesn't work. It doesn't fit in baseball. We use it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, fireman? Oh, that's good.
It's so much better.
I heard Tim Kirchin the other day, another great one, talking, and a great interview with him, and he was talking, he mentioned, he was buzzing the tower. Oh, that's such a good one.
Boy, that's an oldie goldie.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Tim, for bringing that one back.
Yeah, I love Tim Kirchin. but with when it comes to the closer position, and the reason I bring this up, one, I just thought that was really interesting. I'd never heard that before, that closers used to be called firemen. In fact, there was the Fireman of the Year Award that was created in 1960.
Yes, many, many years ago. That was the highest aspiration for relief pitchers.
It's pretty cool. But I want to take a second to talk about Mike Marshall. I think diehard baseball fans would know Mike Marshall, would know him, would probably recognize that name.
Right.
My father, it took him a minute or two, but he pulled it out. He's like, yeah, I think I remember he played for Dodgers or something like that and everything.
Played for a few teams, yeah.
Mike Marshall was an incredible player. He owns records that probably will never be broken. Not only a two-time All-Star in 74-75, NL Cy Young Award winner in 1974, three-time saves leader in 73, 74, and 79, an MLB record, 106 games pitched in a single season. 106 is your stat of the show, everybody. That is your stat. I don't know if we've ever done this before, Seth. Our stat of the show and our story of the show are aligned.
They're the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Because that 106 is impressive, and a stat I did not know being a 40-plus-year-old baseball fan.
Right. Think of these days. Remember, these are right now, baseball is all about bullpens, right? You got guys coming in all the time. A good season for appearances for a reliever is 60 or 70 games. 70 is very high. That's very top end.
Yeah.
Mike Marshall pitched in 106 games in one season.
And did it really good.
He did it fantastic.
His arm wasn't falling off at the end. It wasn't
James and I chatted about this earlier. He had some very unorthodox ideas about pitching,
and this is where the story part.
This is where the story comes in, because he was a right-handed pitcher, but man, did he act like a lefty. Maybe it's because he threw the screwball, which one of my favorite pitches, which no one throws anymore.
No,
by the way,
no. They
I want the Scroogey back. I want the screwball, man. Yeah.
Anyway, I want more sidearm pitchers.
That too.
Just made me think.
The sidearm. But Mike Marshall was like over the top. I mean, like way over the top in the way he threw it. But he had this, his routine, he had this whole regimen, and he said, he would boast. He said, I could pitch every game.
Yeah.
You don't have to rest me, manager, coach, whoever it is. Put me in. I don't need the rest of it because of the way I know what I'm doing. And, I mean, he was very successful. He went out after he left baseball. He got a PhD in, like, physiology. I mean, very intelligent man as well.
In part so that he could, because he was trying to get people to listen to him about this, supposed new pitching style that he felt he could do that would save the pitcher's arm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He felt like this was the right way to do it and everything. And he thought, well, to something else Seth has touched on before when it comes to Mr. Marshall, quite a big personality.
Yes.
And it was hard for a lot of people wouldn't take him seriously.
He rubbed people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because he could be a little abrasive, but he had his ideas and he was going to stick with them, darn it.
Well, and it's a shame that he's passed now and everything because especially there's at least 7 or 8 different training regimens that he did that every baseball player does now.
Yes.
All of them do. They weren't doing it before him. They're doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically pitchers and everything.
Yeah, right.
To strengthen the arm, to make the arm last longer, all these things. They're all like, I may be under lowballing that. It may be more than 8 or 9.
Right.
There's that many different training things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that side of it, and then there's the side of it that, well, he's too nuts. We can't believe him.
Yeah,
he's
crazy. Baseball is notorious for taking forever to get new stuff.
Yeah.
Only in the last couple of decades has with the analytics revolution, have they started incorporating things faster when they realized, hey, this is good stuff, They realized that they could do something with it. Before that, forget it. You did anything different, you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know,
it is a fascinating story about him and not only his career, his playing career, which is really just the tip of the iceberg. It's really his after career when you look at what he accomplished, what he did, and the things he was trying to get done.
Yep.
And I think if you're just a baseball fan and it's a long season, I know one of the things that I have fallen back in love with baseball is baseball stories. And sometimes when I'm watching a game and it's a 7th inning stretch or it's something like that, I will come across to Mike Marshall, and I will just go down a rabbit hole of this.
So
player.
Easy to do. It's so easy to do.
And it's not until the 8th inning that I'm finally like, oh, yeah, the game. Yeah.
Wait, there's a game going on? Oh.
I cannot encourage people enough to read up on Mr. Mike Marshall and find out a little bit more about him. I thought it was pretty interesting.
And, every sport all sports are stories. When you boil it down, that's the main thing. It's a storyline in sports. That's all it is. Baseball, I think, is a little bit more than that just because it's been around for so long. And it has this very rich history of storytelling that not all the sports have. I mean, the very rich history of sport of storytelling. So that I think, is part of it.
Another story for you that was quite interesting. May 27th, it may be the best birth date in baseball history.
Ooh.
The birthdays that were celebrated on that day are pretty noticeable here.
Okay.
So you've got Frank Thomas, who was
the
born
big hurt
on that day.
Okay.
You've got Thomas, born in Columbus, Georgia, of course. Jeff Bagwell.
Ooh.
Another one that was born on that day. And it's noteworthy because of the the moments. Karl Yastrzemski's big hit was on that day.
There's
a couple of big things on that particular day that happened. So one of the things that I again, rabbit hole, thought this would be interesting. I go and look at this, and there while I was doing this, Seth, I came across a pretty cool thing on MLB.com that you can find, on your birthday, the players that were born.
Yes, you can.
That's kind of cool. It's kind of an interesting idea. Now, here is the fun part.
Okay.
We are going to, and I want the audience to play along with this one.
Oh, okay.
Give me your birthday, and we're going to look at the players born on your day.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to see who has the best team. All right. We're going to see who has the
best amazing team. So I know two. I know two players that were born on my birthday.
For the audience.
Share the birthday.
I certainly know it, of course. But for the audience, Seth, what is it?
August 19th.
Yes.
August 19th is my birthday.
It's actually easy for me because my sister's is 2 days before. But yes, so August 19th. And we take a look at that one.
Gary Gaetti is one of them.
How about that? To a former twin, of course.
Former twin, think. Gary Gaetti. J.J. Hardy is also an August 19th guy.
Nice. So, that's a good one. Ron Darling.
I didn't know that one.
Born on your birthday. Yeah.
Ooh, nice pitcher. I'll take him.
Bobby Richardson. Won 3 World Series and made 8 All-Star teams at second base for the Yanks.
One of the best defensive second basemen of all time. Yeah,
there's J.J. Hardy, a nice one. A great Brewer reference right there.
He played for the Twins for 1 year, too.
Woody Williams spent 15 seasons as a reliable right-hander for the Blue Jays, Padres, Cardinals, and Astros.
Yes, old Woody, the Bulldog, man. For a guy who didn't throw hard, he was grouchy. Usually it's like the big fireballers come in. He was just, anyway.
Also, we all remember Tex Carlson from 1906, workhorse who pitched for the Cardinals and the Cubs in the 1930s.
Nothing bad. I like the name, Tex Carlson. That's a nice good name. Yep.
And David Palmer from 1957. Not bad.
Not bad. I can't fill the full team, but I'll take it. Some pretty good players.
Pretty good list. And before we go to break, I will take a look at mine. I did not pre-look at mine. I think I can think of one for sure, but that's just because my birthday was in February. It wasn't that long ago.
Right.
But taking a look at my list here, number one, Justin Verlander from 1980, born in 1983.
So is that the reason you like, or did you just find out that you share a birthday with him?
No, I found that out like my last birthday.
Oh, okay.
My birthday, I'm all focused on like Charles Barkley, Sidney Poitier, Kurt Cobain, Rihanna.
Right. Yeah.
Rihanna's share birthday. So Verlander at number one. That's all a good one. I knew. That's all I knew is the Verlander.
That's all you need, really, is Justin Verlander.
I'll take that. Sam Rice from 1890, another guy we all remember.
Oh, hey.
Hall of Famer.
See, he is. He just shy of 3,000 hits. He was one of the best players for the Sad Sack Senators from in the day.
Yeah.
But he was a good player.
One of the premier dead ball era players.
Yes, he was.
Mm. Brian McCann from 1984. Brian McCann.
Another grouch.
Yeah. Another one there. At least I got a catcher, I guess.
Yeah, you do.
Tommy Henrik from 1913. Got an old team, man.
Tommy Henrik was a forgotten player. Tommy Henrik played on the Yankee teams with Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio, which is why no one remembers who Tommy Henrik was.
Yeah,
he was considered one of the best clutch hitters of all time. He came close to setting the single season record of Grand Slams 1 year. And he was, way underrated. Look at his stats sometime. He was a great player.
Yeah, I'm seeing almost everything you're saying there. At the end of the article, they're saying, think Tino Martinez or Paul O'Neill for a modern comparison. That's nice.
Excellent comparison. Huh, that is who he was, yes.
Levon Hernandez.
Levon.
I like Levon. Levon.
Like Levon pitched for every team, or tried to anyway.
And every time I saw his name, that song would pop in my head. It's not spelled the same.
No, it's not.
And Jackson Profar as outside the lines. That's not a bad
He had a good. He had an excellent year last year. Now he's hurt this year, unfortunately. But
Luis Severino.
Okay.
Not bad. Shane Spencer.
He had his Yankee moment. In the late 90s, he had his moment.
Bill Gullickson. Clyde Wright.
Bill Gullickson, 20-game winner. He was actually a pretty good pitcher for Detroit for many years. So
not bad. Not bad. I don't know. I would say that I don't know that I would. I think that between the two of us right now, you have the lead. And we haven't even gotten
I don't know about that.
We got to get Randy and Michael.
When Michael comes in on Wednesday, you definitely have to do that with him.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And I want to do this with all of you out there. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody, and give us your birthday. We'll look up who your player is and how your team would match up against the rest of ours. So what we'll do right now, we'll take a quick time out. We'll come back with our interview with Coach Ziggy, Meet Your Rafters. First time Coach Ziggy's on Meet Your Rafters with us and everything.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun with that. And then we'll just wrap up the show. We'll see where we go from there. You guys are welcome to call in. We will make sure that we have time to give away some Rafter tickets. I'll tell you that
Rafter
much
tickets.
Right now.
Stick around.
Seth, thanks a lot for hanging out, man.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. You have a good weekend. We'll be hearing from Seth tomorrow at our remote. More on that a little bit later. We'll have more coming up for you. Right here at WIRI's Playmakers. We speak sport.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Rapids Transmission, your trusted family business with a fresh new name. They're excited to offer reliable solutions for your transmission problems. The certified experts at Rapids Transmission are here to provide top-notch service and support. In addition to their transmission services, they offer a range of services, including brakes, oil changes, tune-up, suspension work, and much more. Don't miss the official grand opening May 31st. Stop in from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or the team from 105.5 FM WIRI will be broadcasting live.
105.5 FM WIRI Wiscountry is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today with an air quality alert in effect as wildfire smoke from Canada makes its way here from breezy northwest winds. Otherwise today, a chance of spotty showers late this afternoon could turn into some scattered thunderstorms early this evening. High temperatures today reach the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
I am joined today by some amazing people. And does anybody feel that? That's baseball. It's right around the corner, everybody. We are so darn close to it. And we're going to really be setting it off today with Meet Your Rafters, a special edition of the program where we've got in with us today, Coach Ziggy. Because I'm not going to attempt that name without talking to you about it first, sir. I actually wanted to do this with you live on the air. So we'll do that in a second. Thanks for being here, Coach. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here, sir.
And I also want to introduce our intern with the Rafters, Ryan Williams, is with us as well. Ryan, thanks for being here, man.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate the time, you guys. Let's go ahead and maybe the most important question I'm going to ask today, Coach. How do I say your last name?
Ziglowski.
Yeah, ain't so bad.
Easy.
That's not so bad. Mine's Maloff.
Falls under Czechoslovakian because it's the Y.
Oh, okay. All right.
SKI would be Polish, so...
I'm a history nerd. I love that stuff. That's awesome. That's interesting. Thank you for sharing that. I am going to stick with Ziggy quite a bit, but you prefer that.
I'm good with Ziggy.
Yeah, yeah. I imagine you probably had to get used to that at a young age.
Ziglowski on the back of the jersey was a little heavy at a young age.
They use up a lot of letters on that one. Yeah. I imagine. We'll talk with Ryan in a moment here, but Coach, I'm going to put you on the spot. I mean, talk to you first. We're going to get to know you here a little bit today. And one of my favorite questions to ask somebody when they first join us, a little bit of your origin story. Tell us a little bit about you, where you're from, and how you fell in love with baseball.
So I'm from California, Orange County, Garden Grove, born and raised, been there 43 years. Dad raised us as a single kid or as a single family since I was in kindergarten. Grew up on a baseball field. That's all I remember is day in, day out, Dad doing the fields, Dad waking up and taking us to tournaments, and so that's my background, you know, growing up was just a ball rat, you know, playing pickles and butts up against the wall, stuff like that, and so that's where I got my love for baseball.
I have a bit of a similar one. My father was a minor league hockey player. He was a boxer. And I don't remember falling in love with hockey or it being introduced to me. It just was a part of my life from such a young age. So it wasn't so much that you fell in love with baseball. You were born with baseball.
We did. And then you didn't realize why he was doing what he did. It's, you know, it's raising a family's tough.
Yeah.
You know, to know the grind that he put in just so we can play, me and my brother. It was, as you get older, you see... and respect it.
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine it only strengthens your love for the game.
Oh, yeah.
And the connection with the game.
And that's the give back. You know, I think that's where my coaching style kind of takes over.
Right on.
Giving back all the time. You know, be a player's coach first, you know, over my self-worth, you know.
One of my next questions was going to be why baseball, but we've kind of answered that. We kind of got ahead of that one. So when it comes to that, why coaching? What made you want to decide to keep pursuing this and keep going in with following through in coaching?
Just opportunities, you know, giving opportunities to people, you know, having a knack, being, you know, I was always a team captain, so it was easy for me to teach. You know, I felt like I teached why I played the game. Mm-hmm. You know, so the transition was easy for me. And, you know, for me, I love recruiting. I love the aspect of offering something, you know, building something and building from ground zero. You know, me taking over this job is ground zero. You know, they've had a great program here, but it's my year one. You know, my year one starts my style, and my style's family. My style's community. My style is, you know, opportunity, you know. So that's, I'm blessed to be in a situation I'm in.
Every sport has its, you know, its advantages when it comes to these things and stuff. But for me, as somebody, I've joked with my dad my whole life. I've always cheated with sports. I love, you know, wins and losses and victories like anybody else. My home team, I'm a homer. You know, my team's winning. I'm losing my mind and all that. But it's the people. It's the stories. Like, I can't just look at a box score. I got to know the players. I got to know little bits and pieces about them and everything. And it only brings me more and more into the game. If it was just scores and wins and losses, I don't know how much I'd care about sports. It's that heart, that fellowship that you're touching on there that really brings you to the game. And I don't think there's a sport that does that like baseball.
I think the stats, you know, got a lot of people away from the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chasing stats. They don't go back to old school, which is eyeball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does he pass the eyeball test? What do I see out of it? And, you know, what fits in somebody else's storyline may not be my storybook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what fits in my pictures that I want to put in there? And, you know, that's how coaches should go about things, because opportunities will be offered to different people.
When you were touching on a little bit already, your style of coaching, you're talking about family, fellowship, a lot of
passion, you know, fired up. Be a team guy first. You know, your rhythm will come. You know, if you're in a struggle, find little small things. Get to the yard early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pick up a bucket. You know, let somebody who is hot, give them a pat on the back.
Mm.
You know, then yours will start coming.
Right on. When it comes to the ball play and all that, are you do you consider yourself a bit of an aggressive manager, somebody that wants the guys running those bases a lot?
Yeah. We got to go. Yeah. Like, especially the way the Northwoods was played last year in front of me. It's chasing the portal, the transfer portal for kids. Trying to make a team, sending them back with 17 stolen bases that are up 16-1. Baseball got lost in my eyes. But if you don't keep up, you're going to get left behind.
Yeah,
so we have to be aggressive this year.
Hmm.
If guys are sitting on base more than 3-4 pitches, we got to go. That's got to be a style out here. It's not maybe my style, but you have to adapt.
Getting to know these players and some of seeing some of the signings throughout the offseason and some of that, I can't help myself, and I'm looking at their stats and looking into them a little bit, and I feel like I noticed the theme, and maybe it's just with the modern player, but I feel like I've seen a lot of speed on this team, a lot of speed.
So my focus this year wasn't to bring in the huge Virginia, Kansas, huge schools that have the state-of-the-art programs, and they're coming into our one tunnel and stuff like that, to where I want to build my style. I don't want to be judged. And I think building lower bulldogs that are hungry, that are looking for a home, I think it's easier to build something from the beginning, because you build within. And that's the style of people I brought in here.
Telling you, man, you guys keep this in mind. You got a backup left fielder anytime you need it. I will play any amount of innings for this man right now. I just met you, and you already got me ready to run laps or anything, man. You're good. You're good. When it comes to the type of team you've been building, touching again on that a little bit, is there anything that we can expect from this team this year as far as that, you know, the style of play or what you're expecting from this team this year?
Every bit of being part of our organization, that's grabbing an oar, that's signing, you know, autographs, that's being part of between the inning, you know, little skits that we do. That's what you guys can expect out of this team, is all these guys to be involved with you.
Hmm. I know that we wanted to touch on a couple of more things and just a couple of quick questions for you, and then we'll let you guys get back to the over at Winterfield and all the things you got going on, I'm sure. I know that one of the things, just talking our pregame a little bit, you mentioned early on the camps and bringing those back and how much that means to you and your coaching staff. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, that's huge. You know, we've been grinding all year at schools that we're at. We're at, you know, been learning from some of these coaches that have been around the game with 800 wins under their belt. And these players are educated from that. You know, being able to teach the youth and touch, you know, get the community involved, you know, and coming out to these camps. These guys can teach, but they get to learn as they teach as well, you know. So it's a little bit of coaching style I want to bring, you know, to allow these players to touch bases on what they learned all year and then have these kids enjoy their time.
Baseball and hockey have, in the last 15 years have done a really good job of trying to build their sports, going to areas that don't have ballparks or ice rinks and building them, truly, you know, trying to build the game, literally build the game. I talk with a coach, Paul, all the time about this, about the River Kings. With the rafters and with baseball, and it's such an established thing, I think that there is almost a tendency, and this is just human nature, to be like, well, that's good. You know, everybody knows baseball. It's loved and everything. But it's such a different thing from every different perspective, from every different player. And bringing in different minds, different players like yourself, or different coaches like yourself, you just don't know what these kids can learn, what spark they could have. Yep. And we all know the percentages of you know, people from high school to college to make it to the pros. Yep. It gets smaller and smaller. But one thing we can guarantee, no matter what, is whatever they're going to do, they could use some confidence in it. Oh, they could use some people skills or just what it's like to work with others. And so many of the things that sports give us at a young age.
That's the thing coming in here. Understand where your feet are. Like, mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Enjoy the process. Sit next to somebody that you don't know yet.
Yeah.
Like, meet somebody. That could be your best friend. You know, I have 5 friends that I can name off right now, and they're all baseball friends.
Right.
And they're 20-plus year friends. So enjoy the process.
Yeah. I appreciate that, Coach. Thank you so much. I got one more for you before we wrap up and everything. But Ryan, I wanted to put you on the spot for a minute and talk to you a little bit, because I'm always curious about for interns and what it's like. How are you enjoying so far your time with the Rafters?
I absolutely love it. This is my first week here. I've never been to Wisconsin before, but this is my second stint in the Northwoods. I worked for the team in Bismarck last year. Had a great experience out there. I'll kind of piggyback off what Ziggy said. Their culture and their style was a lot of the guys bringing in those Kansas guys, those Virginia guys. And I can definitely understand where there's things that can go wrong, especially in today's age with the portal, trying to get kids signed. And I love everything he's saying. We're bringing in some flashy guys here. I'm excited for the team. And also, I want to shout out Austin Thomas, radio broadcaster for the Rafters. I'm his right-hand guy. We got a great crew, a lot of experience there. Overall, enjoying the experience that we got. Excited for Monday.
Right on, man. And yeah, Austin's great. He came in the other day and we were talking with him and everything. He's got a golden voice. It's not fair that I got to talk with that kid talking at the same time. It's not right. He's great. He's going to be fun this season. We're looking forward to having you guys back and talking more about this. And the next time we do get together, Coach, I would like to talk a little more about scouting, the portal, those things. I'm fascinated by that stuff.
And it's changed the game completely. Mm-hmm. It's high schoolers are out of the question anymore. Mm-hmm. JUCO kids, why would you get one when you wait for a portal the next year and grab a D1 kid?
Yeah.
It's changed the game, not so much going forward, but I think maybe a step back.
Yeah.
Just from how the style's always been, but that's to...
Yeah, we'll get more into that sometime, though. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And one thing I wanted to wrap up with both of you guys about, and before we do that, Ryan, let's go ahead and remind everybody about opening day, what time to get down to Winter Field and all that.
Yes, sir. We got a packed house. Tickets are selling off. We have very few quantity left. First pitch, 6:35 against the Green Bay Rockers. Kicking off on Monday with first 1,000 fans. We're doing a special giveaway. The mantra for this year is grab an oar. We're all in this together. We're giving away oars to the first 1,000 fans that enter Winter Field. And then to wrap things up, we got a fireworks show Monday. And for those that can't make it, we got a fireworks show on this Friday.
Fantastic. Nicely done. Nicely done, man. I wanted to ask both of you where the grab the oars, if you know where that came from and how you feel about that one, because I saw that early on with the press release of Coach here and got really excited. Like, that's good. Man, I wish I would have come up with that. That's a good one right there.
Riding that raft, you know, it's through rough waters or smooth sailing.
Yeah.
You know, we're all rafters together in rafters country.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
We're all in this together.
Yep. Fantastic. Before I let you go, I have to ask something that we usually ask every baseball fan. Do you have a favorite player, favorite team, anything you know we can also root for with you guys? Anything like that?
I'm a fan. I'm a baseball fan.
He's such a good coach.
It's not a team thing. It's not a personality. I'm a fan of baseball.
It's a great answer, man. And I believe you. I hear you. That's awesome. Yep. I appreciate that. Ryan, you got anybody, anything like that?
See, I grew up in Northern California, and I'm sad about what's happening with the A's out there. I'm a diehard Yankees fan, but I'm a big fan of baseball in general. That community is such a massive baseball town. But like he said, like we went to the High A game for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. Such a great environment there. So I'm just a huge big baseball fan in general.
I got one of my oldest friends is from the Oakland area, and he's just devastated by that, by what's happening with the A's and all that and everything. That's another great conversation we could have sometime.
Absolutely.
I am a Southsider. I'm a White Sox fan, but so that doesn't really matter. It doesn't mean anything anymore. But it is exciting that we got this team together, that everybody's down there, Winterfield. These last couple of days before the first pitch, before the beginning of a new season, what are you trying to put together for your team in these last couple of days, Coach? Is there anything, any last second things you're doing, or just
a roster? I got so many guys right now on playoff runs, which is a great thing. It's an opportunity that some don't get. So yeah. I just gotta wait till guys start showing in to really kind of start locking in the system.
I admire coaching so much, and it comes from being really little and being around really good coaches and really good leaders and everything. But at this level, I don't know if I admired it any more than at this level with the amount of just spinning plates and different things that you have to do. I'm looking so forward to not only this year, but going forward, working with you and building not only our relationship between our businesses and our station and you guys and all of that, but certainly making sure that the audience in the community gets to know you and every one of these players. We're looking forward to a really fun long summer. It's going to be great. And remember, everybody, every hit, every pitch, every win of Rafter Baseball, right where it belongs here at WFHR, where it's been for 16 plus years. But we encourage you to get to the ballpark. We love you listening to us and everything, but the real action, the real fun is at Winterfield. Make sure to make plans. Stop by the studios here, pick up one of these pocket schedules, and make your plans, and we'll meet you at Winterfield. Be sure to grab your oar. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be back with more Playmakers for you on 105.5 WIRI.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
Have you ever looked at their name closely? Quality Plus Printing. Your one-stop location for creative design, great customer service, printing for any occasion, and even creating a custom clothing line for your sports team or next family vacation. Quality Plus Printing was built to provide family-like service at affordable prices. Don't settle for subpar family photos. Quality Plus Printing will bring them to life on a cup, canvas, or card. Quality service plus great quality printing on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Your weather is brought to you by Ella's Greenhouse, 1014 Church Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Mention this ad and save $10 on your next $50 purchase. Make your yard more colorful with Ella's Greenhouse.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Get those oars ready. It's time for Rafter Baseball. Your Wisconsin Rapids Rafter season is here, and there's never been a better time to get to legendary Winter Field. They have new and classic promotions going on all summer. And remember, if you can't get to the park, every hit, every pitch, every win is at 97.5 WFHR. We will have every game broadcast here as it's been for 16 years. Get to know the team with our segment, Meet Your Rafters, and listen for ticket giveaways. It's going to be a memorable summer with your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters and your 97.5 FM WFHR. Let's play ball.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and hazy tonight, maybe a stray shower, and a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. And mostly sunny on Sunday, high to the upper 70s, still a little smoky. 80s Monday, currently at 75 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at 105.5 WIRI, proudly brought to you by Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Hope you all are having a great Friday night.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love.
And this is the quintessential voice of country music, Randy Travis, playing us in. We got a good 10 minutes to play with everybody. Call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Love to hear from you and your sports takes and feelings. Otherwise, we will be back at this on Monday, taking those calls and having some fun. Maybe Randy, I don't know, I don't think Randy will be able to join us on Monday, but we'll be sure to be hanging out with you. And I got you as a co-host every show, so I'm all right. We were just talking with Coach Ziggy. A big thank you to him for joining us. It's a fun conversation. He's going to be joining us all season long. We'll be talking more with him and getting to know him and the our Rafters with Meet Your Rafters, enjoying the segment, enjoying a lot of the fun we get to have with that one. Your Rafters are 1-3 on the season. Not where we wanted to be, but only way you can go is up, and looking forward to going up. I mean, I don't know. Anybody that wants to sell stock, I will buy it. I not only believe in this team, I like the way this team looks and what they're already showing. There's a lot of fight in this team, and you got to like that. And it's a long season. Rafters in the last two games, win against the Wausau Woodchucks at home, first win of the season, 13-11. Last night, a loss against the Woodchucks on their home turf at Athletic Park, 12-3. So there's where that one wrapped up. Tonight, heading over at Winter Field for a double two-game header here against the Rockford Rivets. That's what we got to look forward to. The Rafters open a two-game homestand tonight against the Rivets. 6:35 will be our when our pregame will kick off, right at 97.5 FM WFHR. Shortly after the game, they're going to light the night sky with fireworks, a show presented by the My Eye Doctor. In addition, they're going to be offering Quick Trip pizza, tailgate, and cheese at the Roscoe's Cheese House, and their Friday fish fry at the main concession stand. Check that out. And then on tomorrow, wrestling, baseball, one night only, Collision Course. Oh, you gotta love it. I'm a big wrestling fan. I enjoy this. I like the combination of this right here. Baseball at 6:45. Secure your VIP add-on, exclusive ringside seats, unlimited food and beverage, other VIP experiences. $30 in the bleachers, $35 for founders tickets. Get those at northwoodsleague.com. And how would you like to go for free? Huh? Yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. I got four Rafter tickets right here just waiting for you. Call up and give me your favorite relief pitcher. I want your favorite relief pitcher of all time. Give me that, and you can go to see one of these games. These are open game tickets. You can go anytime you'd like. A big shout out to our friends over at the Rafters, that great front office that they have. Was just talking, actually, during our commercial break with assistant GM Jake Adams. They're going to join us on Monday for addition to Meet Your Rafters on Monday. We'll be talking with them and get those oars ready for that. And enjoy the weekend. A lot of great baseball this weekend going on with that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Shout out to the Assumption Royals with their victory. They're going to be playing on Tuesday. We'll have more on that for you as we get going here and let you know we're going to be able to cover that game. But nice win over Aubendale. Aubendale made it tough on them, but a good game. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up and join us, everybody. As long as I got time, I wanted to touch on this one. I don't know how many people have been paying attention or seen this story.
But there's been a rash, if you will, of recently of a handful of players that have basically, not basically, I'm sorry, they have needed added on security because of, you know, needing protection for their families. Lance McCullough Jr.'s family received online death threats following a tough start by the Astros pitcher. His five-year-old daughter, Avra, overheard his wife, Kara, talking to somebody on the phone about this. That's not a fan. That's not even, I don't even know if that's a human being, the person on the other side of that phone, but it darn sure ain't a fan of sports. That is a person who is using sports as an excuse to be a coward and just a pathetic human being. This, they're getting that bent out of shape. We're not even, not that it's okay, but I mean, a World Series game, it wouldn't make it okay, but you'd almost, well, yeah, it's a World Series. People get crazy about that. We're talking about a regular season game. Fans have a right to bark, have a right to yell in the stands to a certain line. After the game, nothing. You see your favorite player, you see a player who ruined your day, ruined your moment, you have a lifetime scar because of this, a Bill Buckner type of situation. It's after the game, too bad. Too bad. Game's over. Grow up. Sports is a privilege. This isn't a birthright. This isn't something that is in the Constitution or something like that. Like, what are we doing? And why, as a society, are we not calling this out more and shaming this person? Because they dumb down all of it for all of us. People who are not baseball fans, people who are not sports fans, lump us all together. So me and this person are put in the same group. I don't like that. I think we need to shame these people more. We need to bring back shame first, and then we need to shame them. Because that ain't right. That ain't cool. And it's only a coward that does something like that. I don't know if that story's been covered enough. I just felt like it was worth touching on. Always love to hear what you guys think about these things. 715-424-2600. Milwaukee Brewers conversation. Brewers on a 4-game winning streak right now. Unfortunately for them, the Cardinals are on a 2-game winning streak, and the Chicago Cubs leading the NL Central are on a 4-game winning streak themselves. That is going to be maybe not the toughest division, but easily the second toughest division, I think, all season long. It is going to be interesting, especially if you didn't start up the season, strong, like the Brewers were not able to. So it'll be interesting to see where that ramps that goes. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati are, well, Pittsburgh is not necessarily, you only really got to worry about Pittsburgh every 4 days with Paul Skeens. Cincinnati, that's going to be a tough out, I think, all season long. They're not going to get to the playoffs this season, more than likely, or anything like that. But with Chico there, their new coach, I'm not going to underestimate Cincinnati anymore because of him. They got some nice players, too. Don't get me wrong. Think about the NL Central. You've got arguably the two best young shortstops in the game in Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. That's kind of cool. When you think about it, I know O'Neill Cruz has been in the outfield more and everything, but either way, two of the more athletic and interesting five-tool players, where they're just great hitters and they're also great fielders. And De La Cruz and O'Neill in Pittsburgh and everything. It's going to be exciting to watch over the next 10 years. You throw Jackson Chourio in there. That's a fun one. I don't know, the Cubs, Crow Armstrong. That kid is amazing. There's a lot of fun young talent in the NL Central that could make it a very exciting division for a long time. You've got a lot of great players in other divisions. You know, the Dodgers, Padres division, of course, Giants division. But most of those are vets and guys who are closer to the end than the beginning, outside of a Shohei Ohtani, of course, and a friend, Fernando Tatis Jr. But Manny Machado, I didn't realize how long he's been playing. I just saw his stats the other day, and that threw me. Freddie Freeman, a very similar one. And Mookie Betts is my favorite baseball player, and he's closer to the end than the beginning, as sure as it is. So I think that if you're looking for young, fun, exciting baseball, the NL Central, that's where it's at, man. And this year is going to be part of that. It's going to be very exciting to watch as this race continues throughout the season. One more time, giving away some free rafter tickets. Four tickets right here for you. They are waiting for you. They told me so. They're like, I want to go home with that person. Well, we got them for you right here. You want them? Call up and give me your favorite reliever as we honor Mike Marshall today and our story of the show and stat of the show. 106 pitching appearances in a season. I don't know if anybody will ever even get to 70. As Seth was talking about the average being in the 60s. I don't know if you'll ever even see 70, let alone higher than that. 715-424-2600 is a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. If you want these tickets, call up and reach out to us. We'll take the call off air. Appreciate you calling up and getting these tickets. That's going to be fun. We'll meet you at Winter Field. Again, Rafter Baseball on your radio dial over on 97.5 FM tonight. Be sure to check that out. And tomorrow, we're going to be live and direct at a couple of locations. From 9 to 1, we're going to be broadcasting live. From 9 to 11, we will be at the Marshfield Dairy Fest, and then from 11 to 1, we'll be at Rapids Transmission in Rapids. Be listening for that tomorrow, and have yourselves a great Friday night, everybody.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge here on 105.5 FM WIRI. It is I, Laura, and I'm happy to be here with you on this Friday afternoon, evening, whatever you consider this time to be. Anyway, we're going to kick things off here with Toby Keith.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers,